This meeting of the House Judiciary Committee will now come to order. The time is now 1:01 p.m. on Monday, March 17th, 2025. We are meeting in the Grunberg Room, Capitol Room 120. The following members are present: Representative Costello, Representative Mina, Vice Chair Kopp, Representative Vance, Representative Eichheit, Representative Underwood, and myself, Representative Gray, Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. As a courtesy, we ask everyone to please silence their cell phones. I'd also like to take a moment to recognize the staff supporting this meeting: Sophia Tenney from House Records, Susan Quigley from the Juno LIO, and my committee aide, Nate Graham. We had scheduled to hear a House Bill 97 today. However, we are awaiting a committee substitute, and we do not have it yet. So we will hear that at a later hearing. We only have one item then on today's agenda, and that is House Bill 21, voter pre-registration. We ran out of time last week to finish addressing questions. At this time, I would like to invite the sponsor, Representative Andy Story, to come forward. We also have Michaela Thompson, DOE Operations Manager, available online for any questions. And so thank you, Representative Story. Does anyone remember their questions from last week? Yes, Representative Costello.
Thank you. And I had spoken with the sponsor about this just before the committee, but I was curious to know how many 17-year-olds are registering prior to being, officially able to currently.
Thank you. Representative Story, can you answer Representative Costello's question?
Yes, through the chair, thank you, Representative Costello, for the question. Last time, Division's Elector Beecher was here testifying, and she was not sure of that number and was going to try and get it. But we do have Michaela Thompson, Division Operations Manager from the Division of Elections, and maybe she can answer that question.
For the record, this is Michaela Thompson, Division Operations Manager of the Division of Elections. Through the chair, Representative, I do not have that number and statistic pulled up currently, but it is not a large amount of voters.
Thank you. Any other questions? I would like to offer, if you'd like to say just a few words about the bill. Representative Story, just any closing comments?
Thank you, Representative Gray. This bill is I see it as a civics education bill. I see it as a bill to encourage our young people to talk about the responsibility of voting and how our governance system works in the United States and, of course, state elections and federal elections. I think that it is a time when students, right now, you can pre-register to vote 3 months before you turn 18. I think when you are turn 16, I think it's a prime time where you're home more. You're not planning your post-secondary plans. You're not thinking about senior skip day or or other issues. And again, it's an intense time when you're ending your senior year, just to make sure you've got all the credits you need. And it's also a time, a bittersweet time, because you're ending a chapter of your K through 12 system or whatever system that you were doing. And so I think it's a much better time to do it when you are at 16 and home with your family still and have teachers and other adults you trust around to talk about it. The bill also provides, and this bill will go to House Finance after it leaves here, because it has a fiscal note where the Division of Motor Vehicles, when you get your rite of passage, your driver's license, which is another huge deal, you have the option of pre-registering to vote at that time. I want to remind everyone that 16, of course, 2 years before your 18th birthday, you will have the division will put you, if you do sign up to pre-register to vote, the division will put you into a pending status. And then 90 days before your 18th birthday, you will get a note in the mail requesting a return address confirming that, yes, you still are at the residence you are and you still are in the state of Alaska. And then if that is returned, then you would be getting your voter election card in the mail. And in other states, research has shown when you start voting early, it becomes a habit. You're much more likely to vote the rest of your life. And that is what, you know, this bill hopes to do, is have people take on that big responsibility of choosing their elected leaders and participating in our democracy.
Thank you. Any questions?
I have a question.
Vice Chair Cobb.
Yeah. Representative Story, thank you for bringing this bill forward. I think it'll be very popular during civics and the special votes that high schools run on when they adopt the ballot on the high school ballot. They have all the youth get to vote. And then they run the summaries. I think it's in the spirit of that. What I wanted to ask you, thank you, is there anything in this bill that changes requirements for ID, for voting, or any other things we may be concerned about in the law to verify who a person is, or is this just simply allowing straightforward the purpose to pre-register earlier than we do now, and that the residency still has to be confirmed before they actually are able to vote when they turn 18. Is that what the bill does?
Through the chair to Chair Kopp, yes, it is not changing anything. Everything has to be verified and has to follow the requirements of being registering to vote.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm seeing no additional questions. Do we have a motion?
Chairman Gray, I move House Bill 21, Work Order 34-LS0241/N, move from the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
No objections? Seeing no objection, HB 21, Work Order 34-LS0241/N, November, moves from the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. We will sign committee paperwork once we adjourn. That concludes today's business before the Judiciary Committee. Before we adjourn, here is a preview of our next meetings. Wednesday, March 19th, House Bill 118, Council on Human Sex Trafficking by Representative Vance and Representative Underwood, first hearing. House Bill 6, State Fund Fiduciary Duty by Representative McCabe, first hearing. And on Friday, March 21st, House Bill 74, Counterfeit Non-Functioning Airbags, will be hearing amendments, and House Bill 118, Council on Human Sex Trafficking, we will hear public testimony. The time is now 1:09 p.m., and this hearing of the House Judiciary Committee is adjourned.